this kind of goes back to what we were talking about with the backstory, but it also relates to relationships as well. I asked myself why I got to the weight that I did. My highest weight was 240. Thank you for helping me lose 50 of that.
Yay. You don't have to thank
but
me.
The answer that I come up with is because if I stay fat, that men won't pay attention to me and I won't have to worry about getting hurt. So I've built this field of invisibility around myself. I've intentionally made myself socially irrelevant. And I have succeeded beyond my wildest dreams. I've actually been sitting at a dinner table at a restaurant with three other people and had the waiter come up and take the orders of the other three people and then never look at me in turn and walk away.
Okay.
So it happens to me everywhere and so frequently that the only conclusion I can come to is that I am creating this for myself and I want to know what I can do to stop it.
Speak up. You have to start speaking up. Right? You have created it.
Thanks to you, absolutely. I'm starting to move in that direction.
But I mean, I want you to think about this. It's like that first thought of let me build my wall and then let me meld into the background because someone might hurt you? Is that what you said?
Yes.
So I would just like be like, of course I created this. That was my original goal was to create that. That's not my goal anymore. What do you want? To be noticed?
To get the same respect and the same acknowledgement as every other person on earth.
To get respect. Where does respect come from?
Probably from myself.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. If I was at a restaurant with three people and the waiter forgot to take my order.
That would not be good.
Do you think I'd be like, oh my God, I'm not getting respect. I wonder how you get respect in this world. I must have created this for myself. Or you'd be like, excuse me, I would like to place my order. You obviously forgot about me.
Yeah,
I'm
the kind of person that walks around staring at the floor, never making eye contact with anybody. I have to force myself to interact with people socially.
Exactly. And I want you to be like you're stating it is, this is you. This is who I am. That's not who you are. That is the version of you that you're choosing to be. There's other versions of you that you can choose to believe when you decide who that version's going to be. And then you start acting like that version when it feels like vomit because you're used to this version. Like at a restaurant, I mean, it would be so simple for me to be like, hey, come back. I'm hungry. I do not want to wait until everybody else gets their food. For you, it might be harder, right?
Yes.
Okay. And that will only be because you've practiced being irrelevant. As you were talking about.
Right, and my parents were very children are seen and not heard kind of people, too.
Yeah.
I got sent to my room when company came over.
And this is really important. Like, it's fine to know this is how it started, but that's not what we want to continue doing. It's like, I started with shitting in my pants. I would like to not be that person anymore. But it's the same mentality. Like, your brain needs to, like, really own, fuck, it really is the same mentality. I keep trying to make this so much more serious than it is. Because if it's really serious, you know what I get to do? Not be nervous when I have to speak up. If this is a serious thing I need to work on with models and stuff, then I don't have to, like, speak up when all I want to do is hide. Because the only way you get better at speaking up is going through it and understanding it's like, oh, nothing that bad ever happens. Maybe once every now and then somebody will go like, bitch, sit down. Every now and then. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to speak up.
Yes, I just need to retrain myself to not be afraid to do that.
Well, you don't even need to retrain yourself to not be afraid. You need to be afraid while you're retraining yourself.
Okay.
Huge distinction. Like, for those of you who are like, well, I need to like figure out how to not feel discomfort so I can stop overeating at night. Like, no, you need to stop overeating at night to figure out how to start being more comfortable with not eating.
That makes sense.
Yeah. What's your name?
Natalie.
Natalie. You have like 350 friends.
Thank you.
Everybody turn around and get a good look at Natalie. Don't be hiding. I see you on that big screen. Until we leave camp, I want you to challenge her to like walk up to her and be like, tell me who you are, Natalie. Like, I want to hear it. Like, you need to like do some stuff that's outside of your comfort zone. Like, y'all need to hound her. It's going to be good. You might as well practice here. You know why?
Yes, because this is a safe place.
This is a really good place for you to get some reps in on speaking up for yourself. Like, I dare you, like, tomorrow when we eat, whenever you go to the bathroom, I want you to be like, I got to cut line. Like, I'm Natalie. You don't need any better reason. That's like me. Sometimes I just go like, y'all, I gotta eat. I just get in line. Doesn't matter.
Can I start with baby steps?
Hey, this is the baby step. You're in this room. Like, seriously, is somebody gonna be like, no, I don't care if you are Natalie. You're in a very safe environment. I would practice doing stuff like that.